This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, everybody? Hello, hello, and welcome back. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. And since it's Monday, we have a brand new week of Bringlese podcast episodes starting today. So thank you very much for joining me. And by the way, is April Fool's Day a holiday in your country? Of course, I don't mean an official holiday. It's not recognized as an official holiday anywhere, but informally, I believe this is celebrated in many countries and many cultures. But we have time to talk about that later. First, let's start with the translation challenge. And today's sentence is, lascia che oggi sia una giornata divertente. Non prenderlo troppo seriamente. So it's a two-part sentence. Let me say that one more time. Lascia che oggi sia una giornata divertente. Non prenderlo troppo seriamente. All right, guys. So do your best to translate that sentence into perfect English. And as always, at the end of today's episode, I'll tell you how I would say that sentence in English. And without further ado, let's begin with today's one big thing. So, I already mentioned it a little bit, but today is April Fool's Day. Something tells me that in Italian you say something with pesce, like pesce d'aprile. I probably should have checked before recording this podcast, but whatever. Anyway, in English, it's called April Fool's Day. And as most of you know, today is a day of jokes and pranks. It's when we say something but mean something else. Everything is tongue in cheek. And you never know if what you read or what you hear is actually true. So you have to be very skeptical on a day like today. But guys, I'm not here to trick you. I'm not here to play pranks or jokes on you. So everything I say in this episode is actually true, and you can trust me in this case. I actually wanted to share one theory about the origin of April Fools. And it goes way back in time to when the Gregorian calendar was introduced. As far as I understand, before the Gregorian calendar was introduced, New Year's was at the end of March. In other words, before the Gregorian calendar, New Year's was right now. It was this time of year, at the beginning of spring. But then, when the Gregorian calendar was introduced, which of course had a great Christian influence, and so now the new year was in January, as we all know today, but not everyone realized that. For many years, people still assumed that New Year's was at the beginning of spring. So when people were wrong, they were labeled as April Fools. Only a fool doesn't know that the new year was 3 months ago. The new year is not now. You are a fool. You are an April Fool. And that is my understanding of why April 1st has become a day of jokes. And we literally call it April Fool's Day. Of course, this is not a special holiday by any means. It's not even in my top 10 of the best holidays. But it does have its fun side. I'm a very jokative, silly, playful person. I definitely know how to make a joke every now and then. So I don't mind April Fools, but I actually want to already switch over to today's question of the day, guys, because that's a topic I just want to talk more about. So let's get to it. Today's question of the day is modern society too silly? Remember, silly means buffo. So is modern society too silly? La società moderna è troppo buffa? And that's a very general question. There's no simple answer because there's no simple society. But based on my experience, based on the places I've lived and the life I have lived, I would argue that yes, modern society is too silly. And I want to begin my justification with a simple example. Are you guys familiar with talk shows? Late night talk shows? Specifically, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel? Most people have seen clips of interviews with celebrities. And when I watch those clips, what is the general tone? What is the general vibe? It's always funny. It's always playful. It's always, ah, that is so funny. That's the general vibe of those talk shows. And something struck me when I actually saw a clip of a talk show from about 50 years ago, or maybe even 60. There's another talk show host. His name was Johnny Carson. I believe he passed away. But when I saw a video of his talk show, the difference in the mood, the difference in the tone was very easily recognizable. During Johnny Carson's talk show, the old one from 50 or 60 years ago, the questions were a little bit more serious and a little bit more profound. Not every comment had to be funny. Not every sentence had to be smiles and laughter. And I actually really appreciated that. And it helped me realize that in our modern society, specifically in pop culture, everything is a little too playful and a little too silly. And sometimes I dream of a society where people can actually have more meaningful conversation, or in another sense, we could just be more real. Not everything has to be covered with a smile and a laugh. Of course, I'm not saying that we should just become very serious and life is hard and we should never smile. Of course, that's not what I mean. I myself am a very playful person, as I mentioned earlier, and I like joking and I like laughing. But we can't only have playfulness and laughter and jokes. In modern society, I would like to see a serious tone every now and then. I would like to see a talk show where the guest comes there and the goal is not to make the audience laugh every single sentence. But I don't know how possible that is. I'd like to see it. I know it existed not long ago. 50 years ago, people were having more serious conversations. And every now and then, something funny was said, and it was actually funny. It wasn't forced. It wasn't, guys, we have 1 minute, let's tell 10 jokes. If something funny happens naturally, that's great. But as a default, we should just be normal and straight-faced. We don't always have to be smiling and laughing. And this phenomenon is carried over into our culture in day-to-day life. We're always, sometimes even faking a smile or faking a laugh. It's pretty interesting to observe that society nowadays is all about smiles. When you watch television advertisements, commercials. You see, oh, life is so perfect. Ha 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 ha. That's so funny. I don't need to laugh to buy a product. Why should an insurance company, why is their commercial funny? You know? Why does everything have to be funny? And of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit. It's not that every single thing has the goal of making you laugh, but I don't mind considering this question. I think it's an important question to ask. Is modern society too silly? Are we too playful? Are we always joking around? In the United States, I would say yes. In a country like Japan, I would say no. Because Japan is a more serious country. Not everything they do is for the purpose of making someone laugh. I'm sure Italy is actually a happy medium. When you go to Italy, you don't see too many fake smiles. I'm sure on Italian talk shows, it's not just ha 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 the entire time. And anyway, that's my thoughts on this. April Fool's kind of made me think about that. So I wanted to share my thoughts in today's question of the day. I hope you guys liked it. And let's finish today's episode with the translation challenge. Remember that the sentence was, lascia che oggi sia una giornata divertente, non prenderlo troppo seriamente. And guys, let me quickly remind you that I am an English teacher. I have an online school called Bringlese Academy. We have vocabulary cards. We have live lessons. We have recorded courses. We have an Ask the Teacher section. We even have speaking classes where you can literally speak with native speakers. Check it out, bringlese.com. You can even start for free. Thank you if you do it. And now for the answer. Lascia che oggi sia una giornata divertente. Non prenderlo troppo seriamente. In English, I would say, let today be a fun day. Don't take it too seriously. The first part of this sentence is the most difficult part. Lascia che oggi sia. In English, we'd say, let today be. It's a classic causative verb. Permettere or lasciare che, we say let. And then the object, which is today, lascia che oggi. And then a verb in the base form, no to. Let today be. Let me go. Let me know. Fammi sapere. Let me know. Lascia che oggi sia. Let today be. Una giornata divertente. A fun day. Fun, divertente. Funny, far ridere. Una differenza importante. And the second part of the sentence is an imperative. It's a command. Non prenderlo. Don't take it. Troppo seriamente, too seriously. Let today be a fun day. Don't take it too seriously. And that is today's translation challenge. So guys, we have a good start to our week. That is Monday's episode. And guess what? In 24 hours, I will have another episode on Tuesday. So I can't wait for you to join me then. And I'll talk to you very, very soon. As always, everyone, thank you for listening. Take care.